This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, September 13th, brought to you by the National Pork Producers Council. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Agriculture lenders share the same message to legislators as farmers this week. Crop farmers are in financial distress. Caleb Hopkins with the American Bankers Association says in North Dakota and across the country, that farmers are facing inflated input costs and low commodity prices.
You had $5.50 corn last year. You're sub $4 this year. It's $2 a bushel lower. The margins have deteriorated very quickly. At the same time, you've got ARC and PLC that's very outdated from the 2018 Farm Bill. That safety net that's supposed to catch producers during these hard times is outdated and not up to date with today's margins, with these higher input prices. But yet we're dealing with the same prices we were seeing back in 2018, 2016, 2015. The difference being inputs are so much more expensive.
Todd Van Hoos, president and CEO of the Farm Credit Council, says financing for some farmers will be a challenge.
We're going to do everything we can to make sure financing is available out there next year. And we share the concern because we are seeing deteriorating financial conditions in customers. You know, it really is going to come down to, as people come through this year and they have some leftover debt, can they roll it? There'll be a lot of tools in the toolbox out there. FSA guarantees, restructuring, lengthening the terms. All of those things are things Farm Credit is going to be using to try to help people. We're pretty confident that we're not looking at a, you know, certainly not a 1980s style collapse, but it's going to be hard for people.
Caleb Hopkins says an extension of current policy is not a solution.
The extension, again, the reference prices are too low. That it's a good program, but it needs updated based upon inflation. An extension, all that does is puts us back to those reference prices that were established in 2018 and will not help the producers for 2025.
Then who says farmers and lenders need certainty in uncertain times?
To see a five-year program laid out for you, that gives you the ability to plan for it. If you're talking about a six-month or nine-month or one-year extension, that's a lot of uncertainty. So we're hoping to get a five-year farm bill. We sure hope Congress passes it.
Hopkins says even the House farm bill proposal is not a silver bullet.
It will help. Is it enough? Will it make a dent? It will make it. It's hard to say will it be the silver bullet that saves them? It's hard to say what's going to happen with input prices. As it reads today, though, will it help? Yes, it will.
Van Hoos says the House measure does offer some real benefits.
There's a lot of things in that House farm bill that are great. Clearly, the reference price increases is a good thing. That's going to be very, very helpful. The increase in FSA guaranteed loan sizes, that's going to be an important step for people as they talk about financing next year. So we think that's going to be helpful.
Moving forward, Ben Hoos says lower commodity prices will lessen the effectiveness of the crop insurance program to help producers ensure at least break-even prices. Ben Hoos also says some older, more established farmers may not be interested in investing equity to farm merely to break even. Hopkins says the current economic drought will be most challenging for young and beginning farmers.
The young and beginning farmers don't have that equity to pull from. Their well is much shorter than the seasoned producers. On the Hill, I listen to producers from across the country, East Coast to West Coast, Southeast to Northwest, say the exact same thing. Two of them in particular had young kids coming home to farm that had been there less than 3 years, and they were looking at those young kids and telling them, you need to go to town and find a job.
Finally, Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley accepted Growth Energy's 2024 Fueling Growth Award for his efforts to support biofuel producers. Grassley, a lifelong farmer and senior member of the Agriculture and Finance Committees. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the National Pork Producers Council and their call for a new farm bill. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the National Pork Producers Council. Proposition 12 burdens farmers and business owners and raises food prices for Americans. NPPC is calling on Congress to fix Prop 12 in the Farm Bill. Learn more at fixprop12.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.